Hey, this is Matt Rosenberg, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Wednesday, so we're going to talk some comic books. Deadpool 2 comes out this week, and I'm really excited. It's going to be great. The first one I loved, so the second one's got to be good, right? That's science. That's how that works. But to celebrate, you know, last week we were looking at Ryan Reynolds all week, and today we're looking at the other half of Deadpool 2 with Cable. Cable's actor, Josh Brolin. He is, as we looked at yesterday, he's a great actor, done some really phenomenal roles. Today, we are going to look at a few DC comic characters I'd like to see him to play. He's already been Jonah Hex, but we just pretend that that didn't happen. It's kind of his Ryan Reynolds, his Green Lantern, sorry. But these are five characters that I think would be really interesting to see him play. Spoilers, Darkseid's not on here. He's been Thanos. They're not the same person, but they're close enough that he doesn't need to play him in the DC universe. But number five, he could play his son Orion. Orion, you know, is technically Darkseid's son, but he got swapped with Scott Free, and instead of growing up on Apocalypse, he grew up on New Genesis as part of a peace broker, peace deal thing with the New Gods and everybody. And he's a really interesting character because it's with him and Mr. Miracle, who's Scott Free, there's an interesting nature versus nurture to him, and you know what is good and what's bad. And he's a guy who we've seen sometimes get taken over with by his rage and you know, become this other character and really show his heredity, like his bloodline and where Darkseid comes in. But we've also seen him show a lot of compassion and where, you know, being raised by the New Gods comes in, High Father and everybody else like that. Now, in recent years, you know, they've done some really cool stuff with him, putting him in power in the Mr. Miracle series and having him show up in Hal Jordan, the Green Lantern. You know, there's just a lot of really neat things going on with him right now. And it's a really cool character. And I, not only would this open up, you know, all the New Gods and everything, which they're talking about doing, you'd have a really well-known and respected actor who can either be the anchor, it can be based on Orion, or he can be in a supporting role or cameo role, but still add that, you know, influence to it and everything. Number four, and all right, this one's a little weird, but hear me out. The Guardians. We just talked about Green Lantern. We are pretty sure that they're doing another Green Lantern Corp something movie, and it's hard to do a Green Lantern movie without the Guardians of the Universe. They're the ones who are kind of behind it. I think it would be neat to do like a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory type thing, where Josh Brolin's actually playing, you know, four or five Guardians, and they're just, you know, little tweaks to him, or they can all look the same too. It doesn't matter, but going back to, you know, his range and his diversity, he could play angry Guardians, happy Guardians, basically just like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, but with Guardians. He could command that attention and respect that, you know, most people, because depending who they have, is like Jon Stewart or Guy Gardner, each require a different type of leadership and command. And he can really play, you know, do either one of those and do really, really well. And plus, seeing him play multiple roles at once would just be a whole lot of fun and really interesting to see. Number three would be the Spectre. and guided by the voice. This is a character who has had some up and downs over the years, ever since he debuted, like, in 1940, which, if you think about it, that's right after, like, Batman and Superman debuted. He was co-created by Jerry Siegel, you know, the guy who co-created Superman. So he's got a nice little history behind him. But he's a character like a lot of crazy magic existential characters in the DC that people don't always have a great grasp of. And then sometimes Hal Jordan becomes the Spectre and it just all blah. But just being that silent stoic, to me, he was always kind of the ghost of Christmas future. And Josh Brolin, you know, could come in and be that dark and serious and just brooding type that you need for the Spectre. Even if you put him kind of where he makes just one or two scene appearances in a bunch of movies, he's kind of a recurring thing, not a villain or anything, but, you know, he just shows up. I think that would be a really interesting way. And then, you know, if you do want to give him his own movie or something, you could definitely do that and show the struggle he has with how bad is bad and who is good and who deserves to be punished and everything. It, it would just be a whole lot of fun and really interesting to check out. Number two, this is a character that has long been rumored, and some theories even say we've already seen him just in disguise. I don't know. But I would like to see Josh Brolin as the Martian Manhunter. Again, if you haven't noticed, a lot of these types are the big, strong, but compassionate or confused types. And Josh Brolin's good at that, you know, making you, yeah, he's intimidating, but he also has a heart. And Martian Manhunter, you know, depending who you talk to, is kind of the heart and soul of the Justice League. And especially, you know, when you look at, like, Justice League Unlimited and things like that, his character, even though a lot like Superman, pretty invulnerable, last of his kind, everything, he's a lot different than Superman, though, as well. So it's, you know, dealing with fitting in with humanity and everything, it's worth exploring. And I think Josh Brolin, you know, if he didn't mind being all in weird makeup again, he could do some really cool things. And then plus, I just like to see the character, see how they handle, like, his shape-shifting and his ability to get intangible and turn invisible and everything. You know, you may have to power him down a little bit because he can kind of do everything. Josh Brolin could really just bring that to life. But our number one, the number one character that I would like to see Josh Brolin play, and this is a character that will probably never make it to the big screen. The few times we've seen him outside of comics, it didn't work. Heck, even half the times we see him in comics, it doesn't work. Just because his backstory is so convoluted, despite, you know, people time and time again coming in and trying to streamline it and everything, is Hawkman. But if we ever did see him, I think Josh Brolin, again, that confused of, is he a god? Is he an alien? Is he a man with magic? What is he? And he doesn't know, you know? That story of self-revelation and trying to figure out who he is and where he comes from, I think would be really interesting to see, you know, if you had the right team on it. And part of that team is Josh Brolin as Hawkman, and it just needs to happen. But let us know, who would you like to see Josh Brolin play in the DC Universe? You can let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media. There's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, we're everywhere. Just make sure you're just looking for the Night Nerd. Also, click that little subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening to. That's going to get you not only The Night Nerd, but also DC Animated Adventures and Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. So three shows for one click. That's a great return there. Make sure you do that. If you have questions for me, though, you can just email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all of those. I really love hearing from everybody. I get show ideas, have good conversations, nerd out. It's a lot of fun. And if you like it, if you like what you hear, check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/thenightnerd. Exclusive shows every month. Lots of good things going on over there. Get you in and behind the scenes. And like I said, you'll enjoy it. But anyway, that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy?